This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
What else is on your radar? The founder of Oath Keepers, embattled, watching them claim you're the mastermind. I guess Trump gave the orders they're claiming, along with Santa Claus, to attack the Capitol. But next segment, we've got Iowa. We've got Oklahoma Capitol yesterday being attacked and actually rushed. We're not saying they're terrorists. We're not saying put them in FEMA camps. But again, how is the left juxtaposed where they're calling for violence everywhere and CNN saying whoever said demonstrations are peaceful, but then you're just there and you need to go to prison?
Well, I think it's good in the long run because it shows, once again, it erodes their credibility because everyone in the country can see the contrast, the absurdity of, peaceful people who never even had a traffic ticket in their entire life being denied bail. We've got people who are sitting in jail being denied bail who did nothing other than walk inside the Capitol through open doors.
Retired FBI agents.
Where cops were like waving them in, walk right in, looked around, walk right back out.
One of the guys is a retired FBI agent. He's still in jail.
Right. And so, and other people are just, like I said, just veterans, peaceful Americans who've never done anything wrong in their entire life. And they contrast that to the treatment of, like, the communist in Portland who tried to burn alive U.S. Marshals inside of the courthouse there. And they're being let off with a slap on the wrist, given probation or community service. They go pick up trash, and they're good. That's the contrast. And the military can see it. That's why they're complaining about these ridiculous stand-downs where they're being told they must, go through re-education. They're like, wait, why are you doing this in reaction to January 6th when you did nothing about all the riots all of last year? So the riots this summer will only help to show more of the ridiculous Alice in Wonderland world we're in now. So I think it's good to see that contrast. I think it's good for law enforcement to see it, for the military to see it. But we can't just let them continue to do it because they'll go to the point where they don't care what we think. They've got enough solidification of power, and we're weak enough and desperate enough that they just no longer care about being seen as illegitimate. And that's why the military will, if they get to the point where they purge out all of the people who are loyal to the Constitution and the military, they don't care about how weak the military becomes as long as they control it. So that's why we're in this sweet spot where we wait too long, they'll get to the point where we have no patriots in the military, and the same for the police. And it'll be the Antifa and BLM will run both the military, will be in the military and the police.
What else are they going to pull?
I think you'll see more mass shootings. I expect that. But, there's 100 million Americans now who are awake that doesn't work on us. We will not disarm. That's the problem they have is we've got 100 million Americans, a lot of us, and we're all armed.
Did you see where Democrat congresspeople said America was convicted, America is racist? So it's not just Chauvin. They're not saying when somebody kills somebody, gun owners are guilty. And when a cop does something possibly wrong, all cops are guilty. All America's guilty. No one's going to buy this weird authoritarian psychology.
Well, look at the ACLU's response to the female officer shooting the guy in the car. She thought she had a taser. She pulled her gun instead. An absolute disaster of a screw-up. But you saw the reaction of the ACLU. They just jumped right in and said, this is indicative of the white supremacist culture of law enforcement in America. So every cop out there now knows that, okay, no matter what we do, we're going to be white supremacist, and the entire police structure is white supremacist, because the backdrop is that America, the Constitution, our way of life is white supremacist. That's the entire stick of the
The Democrat talking point, Tucker played it last night, clip after clip of Democrat congressman saying, America has been convicted. America is evil. Yeah. Wow, I didn't know. And again, what's outside America? the Chi-Coms, the globalists, the collapse of the world, world government, Klaus Schwab, Xi Jinping. So while you're learning how bad America was, look out for what you, who your new daddy is about to be, because he'll put your ass in a death camp that fast. Stay with us back in 60 seconds. 170 years ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons, and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course, the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass-produced it again in the highest quality HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk to share with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to. I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea find your eyes with trembling mermaids.
Everything we talked about 10, 15 years ago is now here. Human-animal cloning, world government, new world order. White people are inherently evil. It's more fantastical than I even thought it would be. What is it like for you, Stuart, being a, you know, a father and a patriot, an army veteran, a lawyer, all this stuff, to now be here and be in the middle of this? It's like so surreal we even have to go down this path, because we know where the communists and the globalists are going to take us. Hell on earth, because they're bad people. This is just, to me, it's surreal.
Yeah, it is. And as you said before, it's bittersweet. You know, we're correct and we've been shown correct, but now we're in a position of, okay, well, what do we have to do? And it's a big weight on my shoulders. I'm sure you feel the same way. Is what's our responsibility? And so we have to be mindful that we're in a lawfare situation where they're doing their best to suppress our free speech by threatening us with jail. But we also have an obligation due to speak out and speak the truth. And so I'll just say we're very close to our Patrick Henry moment, where we have to realize this is where we're at, and we've got one way out, is the fight. That's where we're at. That's where we're coming up on that. Of course, I know the leftists will quote that and say I should be put in jail for saying it. But that's where we're sliding.
Well, they're the ones saying burn everything down and kill people. They've got members of Congress doing it, and we just say, okay, we'll defend ourselves. We're like, oh, my God, arrest you. Exactly. It's very paradoxical how they act.
Right. So, but they have a big problem. There's 100 million of us, and we're well-armed. We're not well-organized, and we need to fix that. But
and they're going to use COVID-2 lockdown as a martial law cover.
Sure, of course. But we all know that. So what's important for us to do right now is become strong in ourselves, in our local communities, and get ready for hard times. If they bring the fight to you, you defend yourselves. Meanwhile, though, you've got to unite, and you got to purge out the rhinos and the weenies outside of the Republican Party.
But that's it. The left's not going to come down your street. They're going to try to cause a riot and have black people do it. They're cowards. They want to use other people for their war.
Sure. So you have to do what you can to mitigate against that, and that's why you need to get out of the cities. If you're in a blue-dominated area, and I'm sure Matt Bracken will agree 100%, you've got to get yourself out of there. Even though it's painful now, it'll be a lot more painful if you wait too long. You got to get out of those cities. And there's a good documentary on, you can find it on YouTube, on the Spanish Civil War and what happened. And wherever the communists and the anarchists were dominant, they would drag people out of their homes who they considered right-wingers or traditionalists, and they killed them. So there were massacres that happened. I'm sure those people at their last moment did not realize that day when they woke up that they would wind up in a firing squad, in front of a firing squad. So you've got to get out of the blue-dominated areas, but then we also need to realize what's being done, not just to us, but also to the people in those blue dominated areas. And we've got to be willing to go back in there like missionaries and say, hey, man, here's what's being done to you. Here's the truth, and try to red pill them.
And let's be clear, this is a real Bolshevik banker-funded Russia 2.0 playbook. I mean, I was watching a documentary about Stalin. I didn't just believe the documentary. I read a lot of books about it. It was dead on accurate. And all the tactics they're using, they're doing the same playbook again.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's divide and conquer. And the big enemy, of course, is communist China on the outside looking at us and wanting this land. I think not just the globalists, but also the Chi-Coms definitely want the resources and the land. It's living's room, right? It's
living space.
So they want the same thing that the Nazis wanted. They wanted to go and they want to take over this land.
Isn't it sad to watch all the soft collaborators that have no idea what they're even involved in? I mean, they are like involved in biblical level evil.
Yeah, it is sad. And that's the thing is, as Christians, we need to be understanding that, look, man, no one's beyond redemption. It's important for us to understand that there are people inside of the intelligence community still who believe they're patriots. They joined, a lot of them joined after 9/11. I know guys like DHS who joined post 9/11 to fight terrorism. And now they're being turned against us. So we need to understand that none of them are beyond redemption, and we need to be willing to reach out.
Oh,
to
I agree. This is an idea of what side you're on, not government, anti-government, any of that. What about the Postal Service spying on patriots? I mean, it's all just incredible.
Yeah, well, it's all being weaponized and turned against us. So the way we respond, though, is what matters. And we should respond with, hey, we'll just double down on our
freedom. Well, yeah, that's supposed to intimidate us. Oh, I'm actually glad you're tuning in. You're hearing the truth. You
yeah.
Know? And but they're supposed to be, oh, you're bad. We're watching you. Oh, you think I'm a coward like you?
Yeah, they want you to be afraid to talk to that person or this person or to say what you're going to say. They want us to.
That's like in the old Soviet Union. Hey, we're reading your mail. Look out. I mean, wow. What an admission of you're the bad guys.
So I think we should start calling them Bolsheviks, start calling them Nazis. It would really freak them out, I think.
No, I agree. This is the Red Army.
Put the label on them. Well, not just communists, but call them Nazis, too. You know, why not? Call them the Gestapo. So I think it's good. We should be protesting outside of the post office right now, saying why are the post office jumping into the arms of Big Brother and helping Big Brother?
I agree. I call for nationwide protests starting tomorrow, for the next week. It doesn't matter if you're one man, one woman, doesn't matter. Go up, expose the fact that I don't pay taxes to have the post office spy on me. They'll be totally freaked out by that because they did this to try to intimidate us.
Yeah, and boycott them too. I mean, I would use UPS. So far as I know, UPS.
That's right. Nationwide boycott until they stop working for the Communist Party.
And that goes for all the other entities, the big, Verizon, all your providers. We got to go back to, if we have to, living like we're in 1984. Literally. Ironic.
Well, that gives us power to pull out of their system.
Absolutely right.
How do people then support Oath Keepers? Pray for you.
Well, they can go to oathkeepers.org /donate. We can take donations online through a Give, Send, Go account that we've set up that our attorney runs. You can go there, oathkeepers.org /donate to support us. We have a lot of our people who are still in jail. They've been helped greatly by Gateway Pundit. You can go on Gateway Pundit, just look up Oath Keepers, and you can find all the articles.
Yeah, they're great people.
And they're awesome. And they've helped, a lot of our guys have raised over $100,000 on Give, Send, and Go through Jim Hoffman.
Gateway Pundit's incredible. And we got to come together because they took most of our credit card processors away. They've taken yours away.
Right. So we're fixing that right now. And what's interesting, though, is we're getting a whole bunch of people joining Oath Keepers by mailing in $50 and saying, hey, sign me up.
Exactly. So don't give up. All right. Let's go eat lunch real quick, buddy. Okay. And Matt Bracken's about to take over.
All right.
And speaking of that, I'm not bringing enough money to keep going right now. I need people to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody needs high-quality, affordable foods. We have the best sponsor in the country. Everybody else has gone up on price. They have not gone up as much as other people have, but it's 10% off. You want a sale? You're like, Jones, your people only buy when there's a sale, but we'll give you a sale. 10% off, preparewithalex.com, or just go to InfoWars.com. It's the Global Destabilization Emergency Sale, 10% off. On the highest quality storable food out there, I would get ready. I would get prepared. We have the restocked and reloaded, 40% off back in stock. Alpha Power, Prostaguard, Winter Sun Plus with vitamin D3, Rocket Rest Sleep Aid, Pure Turmeric, Liquid Extracts, amazing. It's all good for your immune system. All those are 40% off. All t-shirts are $17.76. And in-game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement is as low as $3.95 when you buy 10 or more. $14.95 for one. It's a gradient. And the film went to number one again a year ago on Amazon because of the reset. They took it off Amazon, so I said, hey, why don't we just reprint a bunch of these on DVD? Remember that? Make copies of them. It doesn't have copy control on it. I want you to get the film Endgame.
Where is that film?
It exposes their entire stinking agenda. Depopulation, everything. Be part of Operation Endgame. Warn the world. Stop the Great Reset. They don't want it seen for a reason. InfoWarsStore.com. And again, as I said, whatever you do, just keep supporting the local stations and keep supporting them and keep spreading the word, because your word of mouth, particularly now more than ever, is king. Everything we've talked about is coming true. That's why they want to silence, and that's why you taking action is absolutely essential. I want to thank the group for the great job they've done. Matt Bracken is about to take over for 45 minutes. Then the War Room, Owen Schroyer, 3 to 6 p.m. And again, your word of mouth is key and king on that as well. And oathkeepers.org. Obviously, a lot of folks say, don't have Stuart Rhodes on. Stay away from all this. Stay away from what? Grovel? Get on my knees? Everything we've done is about fighting the globalists and exposing them. And we have just begun to fight, to quote John Paul Jones, founder of the U.S. Navy. So Matt Bracken, enemiesforeigndomestic.com, takes over on the other side.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And it's getting real because you know that the deep state, these sold-out traitors, there's nothing they'd like more than to see the last two gentlemen buried under the prison, supermaxed. And not only because they hate them, but because of their symbols, and it would lead, the deep state thinks it would lead to greater demoralization and more fear among other patriots. And I think that these deep state traitors, they misjudge our character. They don't understand that they're just building up a backlash. They think that the same beatdown tools that they use against ordinary sheep are going to work against men and women of character, of deep patriotism. And I think that they're going completely in a counterproductive way from their point of view. They don't understand what they're going against. You know, this is a serious time, and I hear constantly people can't believe it. They can't believe where America is, how far we've fallen, how fast we've fallen. And I quote again the great Michael Yon, war correspondent. Currently, he's down at the Darien Gap in Panama. You're recording what's happening. And he says, if you're continuously in shock by the events around you, then your paradigm is obsolete. You need to come up with a new paradigm that matches observed reality. And the new paradigm that you need is that our government has been taken over. Now, it's impossible to say if the key players are literally sold-out Chinese stooges and agents, although that is certainly not out of the realm of possibility. You know, when you see Biden and Hunter on Air Force Two going over and making their billion-dollar deals, suffering no ramifications whatsoever, being elevated into the White House through what I still consider to be a completely bogus and fraudulent election where the results were shifted and the rot is so deep, the rot is so wide that the mainstream media is part of this entire cabal. So we're not going to, you know, waiting for 60 Minutes to do a story on the communist takeover of America. That's a useless and worthless endeavor. Because that's never going to happen. Instead, we're going to see 60 Minutes doing a, you know, quote-unquote expose on Oath Keepers, turning patriots into domestic extremists. That's where we are. The paradigm has to include the fact that the Department of Justice and the FBI are entirely taken over by these subversive traitors. They still wear their FBI and DOJ badges. They've still got the ID in their wallet. But they are, as far as I'm concerned, oath breakers. They are traitors. They would just to collect their paycheck and hopefully stay around long enough to earn a pension. They are turning around completely against the Constitution. and stamping and trampling on it. That's what I say. You know, anybody by now should be familiar with Yuri Bezmenov and the amazing tapes that he made in the 80s with Edward Griffin. Well, we're seeing the final culmination of it now. And even the Bezmenov tapes, you can go all the way back beyond Bezmenov in the 80s to the 1920s with the Frankfurt School in Germany and Gramsci in Italy. This plan has been underway for a century now. The plan was to pour poison, to deliberately poison the roots of America's soul, namely our patriotism, our love of religion, and our devotion to our families. The plan was to pour poison on these by taking over the institutions and deliberately besmirching and fouling what we love the most, our flag, our religions, and our families. This was not an accident. This demoralization has been going on now for in our entire lifetimes, and now we're watching our schools down to the kindergartens being turned into little critical race theory brainwash sessions. Just something I saw today at Amazon, employees have to engage in what you would consider in Mao's China, these self-criticism sessions where they literally, you know, verbally scourge themselves as racists. And this is percolating not only through, you know, universities, but now high schools and grade schools. These white equals evil sessions. Well, in China in the 60s, this led to the Cultural Revolution. There was never a period where Mao just came out and said, let's go crazy and start whipping and beating and killing professors and landlords. He didn't have to, because for more than 10 years before that, all of the Chinese textbooks and lesson plans. Did I just lose the connection? Screen went black there for a section. Not sure if I'm still there. Maybe somebody pulled the plug. I mean, maybe I'm getting a little bit too close to the nerve. But Mao didn't need to say, now is the day, let's go start the Cultural Revolution. When the schools taught this crap for more than 10 years, that the professors, the shopkeepers, and the landlords were the evil oppressor class, and the students and the tenants and the people that used the shops were the victim class, eventually this idea took over in the mind of Chinese to the extent that the crowds just formed and went wild. And we're seeing something like that coming to America, but it won't be on a class level, because America is more of a land of upward mobility. I mean, you see LeBron James and Oprah Winfrey, you know, they're certainly black, but they are certainly not, you know, financially oppressed. So the adaptation for the communists' takeover of America, the local adaptation was formed as critical race theory. The race part was added just for America, because that would be the weak point. That would be the spot in our national soul that could be probed and exposed and magnified and turned into, you know, the reason for every problem in America. And now we're seeing it coming to the point where even little children are being brainwashed like little communist zealots to hate white people and for whites to even hate their whiteness. And it's going to a very bad place. And on the other side of this break, I'm going to continue on this.
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. And there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's. 1776 Worldwide. 1776 Worldwide. Endgame. Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
Seeing my book covers there, I wrote the first one, False Flag Operation to Disarm Americans, around 2003. And I think that it gives me a little bit of freedom to talk more freely than maybe some other people, because I wrote that long before this current administration or Trump or even Obama. So messing with me legally would just lead to my books being, you know, gaining more notoriety. And my greatest legacy, I think, is the books that are out in print. You know, people can buy them on Kindle and Audible, but I think they're going to just disappear. Poof. Decision will be made. The books are dangerous. They'll be gone. But there's too many thousands of them out in American homes already. So I hope that gives me some freedom to speak in a way that maybe other people with a little less, little net less recognition can't or wouldn't, would be afraid to. It's too easy now to lose a job. Anybody with a smartphone in their pocket and another smartphone in their friend's pocket, anything you say could be recorded. It could be used to fire you from your job, kick you out of the military, you know, or even years from now, punish you in some other way. Companies already are being given a score, you know, like a social justice score. And it's just a matter of time until American citizens get our own social justice score, a social credit system, probably starting with a vaccine card, you know, and then your necessary booster shots. If you don't have it, you can't get a job. You won't keep your job. You won't be able to go back to school. You won't be able to get on an airplane. And dark times are coming. I mentioned earlier that the great war correspondent Michael Yon is down there at the Darien Gap. People don't understand this. The Pan-American Highway does not go all the way through Panama to Colombia. There's a 60-mile gap at the bottom of Panama that is nothing but a jungle. And the people that emerge from the jungle after a week on jungle trails being robbed, raped, many of them murdered, what's the first building they see? I heard this on Bannon's War Room this morning. Michael Yon was calling in on a sat phone. The first building they see is a Western Union money center. The first thing on concrete with a roof, Western Union. This is a well-financed expedition or actually like a mass migration invasion. As soon as these people emerge into the bureaucracy of Panama, they are recorded, a little bit of data is taken, and they are put on Panamanian government buses and taken straight to the Costa Rican border. Then they're taken straight country by country, straight up through Mexico. They're not walking, folks. This is a financed invasion. And what's it all about? It's one aspect of this critical race theory is to overwhelm America with so many migrants that have no understanding of our my screen's black again. I don't know what's going on with my computer or my connection. Anyway, I hope I'm still recording. But we are being overwhelmed intentionally. This is all part of what Sam Francis called anarcho-tyranny, which is to just beat down a country. The Patriots will be disarmed, they think. The Patriots will be disarmed. Criminals will be given free rein. We'll be so demoralized, we think there's absolutely nothing we can do. And meanwhile, 2 million new Democrat voters are being brought over the open border per year. They're being sent to swing states. They'll be voting in the next elections if the Democrats pass this H.R. 1. And we can't rule anything out. If they pass H.R. 1, anybody can show up and place a provisional ballot. Anybody can get a mail-in ballot at any address in America. No signature verification, no photo ID. Put down an X, vote Democrat, and we're Amerizuela. Game over. And the people that are still inside of our government, especially the ones that wear the gold badges, the FLEAs, the Federal Law Enforcement Agency officers, these guys have to look in the mirror and say, am I like a French officer in Vichy, France, taking my orders from a Nazi in the next room? Is that really what it's come down to? The country's being taken over from the inside by communists, and I'm just going to stick it out for my paycheck and my pension, putting patriots in jail and letting communist anarchists like Antifa and BLM riot, loot, and burn. The last thing I've just read is everybody that's been arrested and charged federally in Portland, they're dropping the charges. It's just going away. Meanwhile, people who wandered into the Capitol through open doors on January 6th, some of them are still rotting in jail in hard time. I mean, you know, getting beatings in jail, being fed garbage intentionally, you know, getting the punishment is the process, only it's worse because you're in a cockroach-infested jail picking cockroaches out of the slop that they feed you in order to torture and punish you. This is our country today. This is what's happening in America in 2021. This is part of what Yuri Bezmenov called the demoralization process. You know, they did experiments with lab rats that were meant to test something called learned helplessness, where the lab rats have to do little tests and get a food pellet, you know, do little jumps, run little mazes, get a food pellet, or sometimes they get an electric shock. When it's randomized, when the electric shocks are randomized, eventually the rats will just lay there. They'll give up. They'll just figure, hey, you know, if I do all the things they want me to do, I may get a pellet or I may get a shock, so I'm just going to lay there and get shocked. That's the goal of this anarcho-tyranny. It's to make us like those lab rats, just lay there and be shocked. It's called learned helplessness. We are now the lab rats getting the shocks, you know, saying, what the hell? I can work forever. They close my store with some bogus COVID regulation. Meanwhile, across the street, Walmart is booming, including the McDonald's inside the Walmart, while my store is closed and I'm broke. This is all learned helplessness. In the military, they're kicking out and purging conservatives, going through old social media, you know, the way that the United States Postal Service is doing with American citizens today. They're doing it on a very high scale, starting with officers in the military, going through years-old social media posts to then bring people up and put them, you know, on the do not promote list, basically the purge list, letting them know there's no place for you in the military. Meanwhile, incompetents are being promoted, you know, wholesale, and this is going to lead to a disaster if we ever have a war, as we saw when you have incompetent leadership on the bridge of the warships McCain and Fitzgerald. They couldn't even stay out of the way of slow tankers. We're supposed to believe that these high-tech warships are going to be able to fight off incoming salvos of Chinese or Russian hypersonic missiles, and they are so incompetently run that they can't avoid tankers. Well, this tells me our military has no intention of fighting China or Russia. None at all. They're gearing up for an internal war against American patriots in the resistance. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about what can we do about it. I know it's pretty gloomy, but I do have some solutions.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now.
premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, we're having some technical issues here. I don't know if it's just my computer or if the boys in the basement, so to speak, are messing with the wires. Who knows? Yeah, we're definitely in it now, folks. This is why I'm not working on a book. What's the point? We're in the book now. We're in it. And some of the things that we're going to see, I know people are crazy about Bitcoin, but I think that Bitcoin is going to be a trap. And if you have a chance to move out of it with a profit, I would. Because country by country, the national banks are going to move to digital currency. There is no doubt about it. They're going to have all kinds of excuses, but think about the control it will give them. They'll not only be able to know what everybody purchased, when and where, they're going to be able to add double or triple for some favored groups. Oh, this group gets a $2,000 stimulus. Another group, the oppressors, they don't get a stimulus. Where you won't be able to buy guns. We don't want you buying guns. Guns are on the bad list. Guns may cost you double digital money. Do you think as this emerges, they're going to let you keep a parallel system going in Bitcoin? This is a fool's trap, folks. You're going to find out that Bitcoin is going to be either cracked and taken away or just made illegal the way that Roosevelt made gold illegal. They're going to move everybody into digital currency, and then they're going to forbid you doing contracts in precious metals or in any kind of an alternative. This is going to give the government full control and power over your life. It won't be like Weimar Germany, where you have to bring a wheelbarrow full of money, you know, to the bakery to buy a loaf of bread. It's not going to be like that, because everybody will, in essence, everybody will have some form of an EBT card, you know, your good citizen card. And depending on your social credit score, you're going to get more or less digital dollars put in. We're already seeing the beginning of this, of what's called a universal basic income. That's what these stimulus checks are preparing us for. You know, restaurant owners and bar owners, they say that they can't even get people to come back to work as they open. They can't get people to come back to work because people are getting unemployment benefits plus their stimulus checks that make them be fools to come back to work for, you know, $11 or $12 an hour. They're making more than that to stay home. You know, the government is not going to give up this control. They're going to just keep it up, you know, keep going and keep going until the only money is their digital money. Now, we'll still have hyperinflation, but it's going to be in a way worse because they're going to be able to channel the money to the favored groups. They're going to be able to channel the money away from disfavored groups like us. And then they're going to be able to just outlaw products they think you have too many of. Oh, nobody needs a car with that many horsepower. That's going to cost double. It'll be a way to tax everything just by adjusting the algorithms inside of the federal banking system, which will be completely digital. They're going to get rid of the money. The cash money, they're going to transition right out of that. This is very predictable. So I would suggest any high value, high dollar items you've been putting off, like, you know, a new roof on your house, do it now while the money still has some value. If you put off things like getting that new roof, you may find out that in 2 or 3 years, they've whacked zeros off of your bank account, or they've added zeros and put everybody onto a new digital currency, but your old bank account doesn't get updated. So you're, you know, the $100,000 in the bank that you have might not pay for, you know, a front door, much less a roof job. So get those things done now. Now, what can you do other than being prepared, moving away from the blue hives, moving out of the red states? You know, Stuart Rhodes at the end of the last hour, he was saying, try to red pill folks in the blue zones. I don't think that's in the near term, in the midterm, I don't think that's even possible. Yuri Bezmenov in his lectures or in his podcasts with Griffin, he's very explicit about that. These people are like religious cultists. You can present them with the truth, with the truth. You can present them with you know, the actual reality, pictures, evidence, everything. They will not be moved. Now we're brainwashing children from kindergarten up. You know, it reminds me of Hitler Youth or the Red Guards or Pol Pot's little fanatical children soldiers. You are not going to red pill these people. You have to get away from them. You know, when Yugoslavia broke up, there were places like in the western province of Yugoslavia called Slovenia where there was almost no effect from the Civil War. So by moving now out of a blue state, away from blue cities, you can do the most to protect yourself. And when you get to a safer area, even if it's in an RV or a trailer, when you get to a safer area, get involved. You know, the thing that has allowed the communists to win this long march through the institutions is conservatives just stayed at home, raised their families, earned a living, and didn't pay attention to who was running the local PTA, who was running the local school board. That's how these communists took over, by stealth. They got involved. We have to get involved, and we have to be loud. When we get involved, don't let them cow you with, you know, oh, you just have all that white privilege. Call them communists. I totally agree with Stuart Rhodes on this. Critical race theory is just code for communism 2.0. Don't use their language. You know, don't fall into that trap. When they say you're a racist, just say, that's what all the communists are trained to tell us. Like the founders of BLM, who admitted that they were trained Marxists. Anytime they turn the racist on you, turn the communist on them and call them traitors to the greatest country that the world's ever known. You know, don't put up with it. Don't just shrink away. Never shrink away. Now, there's not a whole lot that we can do other than moving, but as to the maximum that you can, besides getting involved politically, support politicians who are going to support nullification. I don't think that talking about secession is not going to be successful. You know, there's a congressman in Texas that was talking, I think yesterday in Congress, he said, maybe Texas made a big mistake. The federal government is not following its primary purpose, which is to protect our borders. It's right in the Constitution. And Jerry Nadler went nuts and called him practically a Confederate and said, you know what happened the last time states seceded? Didn't go too well for them. Well, outside of pure secession, I think that the way to go is nullification. Support politicians who will declare their jurisdictions, whether it's a town, a county, or a state, to be sanctuary states, Bill of Rights sanctuary states. And any law or executive order that's been passed under this bogus Congress, you know, in a Senate that's 50 to 50 plus one, or by a president who was elected, quote unquote, fraudulently, in your own heart and at the state and local level, know that these are bogus, invalid laws. You know, and promise yourself you will never shrink away from defying these laws, particularly when it comes to the First Amendment, which I'm doing right now, like Stuart and Alex were, and also when it comes to the Second Amendment. Any gun that was legal to own in 2020, as far as I'm concerned, it's legal to own forever. And anybody that wants to take it is going to have to come and get it the hard way. That's a promise, and everybody needs to make that promise at the individual level and at the community level and at the state level. We're not going to solve this at the federal level. The communists have taken over all of the federal organs. Half of the Republicans might as well be Democrats, so there's really no hope at the federal level. But at the state and local level, there's plenty of hope. And we'll continue this the next time, hopefully, you know, if there's still an Alex Jones show and if I get the call. But get involved. They want you to quit. Don't.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.